She kept moving up the corridor, her face strained. T-Rex would think that she was getting bad news, but in her line of work, it was all bad news, wasn't it? As Remy passed him, she put her hand over her mic and tipped her chin up so she could catch his gaze.
Jules, the photographer, lost his eye. He's in surgery for his shoulder.
T-Rex nodded. I'm sorry for your colleague. But she had already moved along, heading down the length of the hallway. She had a soft voice that had too much breath. It made her sound like she had just been through something and was winded by it. Life. She was winded by life. She sounded completely different on camera. When he'd watched some of her videos on YouTube to get a feel for her, Remy's on-camera voice was much more like the personality she projected. Strong, straightforward, intelligent, unafraid. And yet, when she talked in what T-Rex assumed was her everyday voice, she sounded like she'd just come in from a run. His focus as she passed this time slid to her left hand. No gold ring on her finger. Winner had said no love relationships. He couldn't imagine that was true. A woman like Remy? She could have her pick. No, that wasn't right. She'd have to narrow her choices to men who weren't afraid of being shown up, outsmarted, outmaneuvered. Yeah, you'd have to have worked the kinks out of your ego to survive being in a relationship with someone like Remy. Her bulb burned bright, and it would illuminate a guy's flaws. If you dated Remy, you'd have to be okay with that. He'd caught a look in her eyes a couple times when Remy thought he couldn't see her. Curiosity had been directed his way. Interest, maybe even desire. He'd admit it. That had lit a burner on his own imagination. Remy hadn't exhibited a moment of unprofessionalism on her part. He just had to make sure that was true of his conduct as well. 4 years ago, he'd buried his wife. He'd loved her, fought with her, adored her, been vexed by her, planned with her, hoped, prayed, cried, and made love to her. No one else. Not since they first went out as high school sophomores. T-Rex had always thought he was a one-woman man. When Jess died, intimate connection and all that went with it died with her. That Remy was sparking the kinds of thoughts and feelings that he thought were closed to him, it was throwing him off his game. Job. I'm here for the job. Maybe I could connect with her after this mission was complete, he thought again. Yeah, that wasn't probable. Both Remy and he ran into the fray in the hairiest places on Earth. When would they ever be on the same continent? Let it go, man. Just let this roll on by. Remy stopped in the middle of the hall, sliding her phone into her thigh pocket. She leaned her head back and tugged the elastic from her hair. Then she pulled the headset off to untangle the cord from the strands. She stuck the headset between her knees as she slicked her hair back into a ponytail, stuck the headset back on her head, and continued her pacing. Senator Blankenship popped her door open. She startled when she looked at T-Rex, standing there with her hand on the doorknob, looking a little lost, maybe a little frightened, with her eyebrows up in her hairline. Her wiry gray hair rioted out in all directions. The senator stared up the hall at Remy with an empty gaze, almost like she were sleepwalking. Senator. T-Rex wasn't sure that she wasn't having some kind of medical event. Blankenship spun and looked him in the eye, then went back into her room. Remy arrived by his side.
Weird, she whispered. Is everything okay?
That, T-Rex didn't know.